they will be playing in Division 2. They have been beaten here by St. Michael's at the Bridge. 216 to 21 points is the final score. 1 point in it at the end. Some of the Gwydor players speaking with the referee, Andy McFeely, at the end, but they did have their chances and they didn't take them. As I mentioned earlier on, goals in the second half from Andrew Kelly and Eddie O'Reilly put St. Michael's into a 6 points lead. But Pádraig McGillivray and Ethan Harkin both got 2 pointers. Then Ethan Harkin with a free after Eamon Collum was put down. But there was plenty of drama. Ethan Harkin had a shot blocked by Seamus Ferry. Then he missed a 2-pointer. And right at the end, Aidan Brockna had a chance to get a leveller for Gwydor, which would have been enough for them, but well, it wasn't to be. But Kyle McGarvey with a stunning full-length block to win the game for his team, and a real delight for the St. Michael's team here at the Bridge. Now, they aren't quite safe yet. They are going to have to play a playoff in the coming weeks to stay up, but well, they've given themselves a fighting chance, and Gwydor are very disappointed here. A huge shock that they've been relegated to Division 2. And they had plenty of chances in that second half, but they didn't take them. Lacked a bit of composure at times and, well, gave away some cheap goals. And Daniel McLaughlin, very good in the first half, of course. He scored 6 points as St. Michael's opened up an 11 points to 7 lead with the Breeze. And Gwydor came back strongly in the second half. We were all level after 45 minutes, but those goals from Andrew Kelly and Eddie O'Reilly were huge in helping St. Michael's push ahead. And so St. Michael's still in with a fighting chance of playing Division 1 football next year, but Gwydor are relegated to Division 2. Full-time score from the Bridge, St. Michael's 216, Gwydor 21 points.